Blog Talk Radio.
My perspective on what I see for today, I guess. A lot of things been happening lately. Every day is some crazy stuff happening. But gotta go ahead and see these things, what they are. This is my common sense show. It again. This is my common sense show. It's like you should use common sense before I hit you in the head with something, wake you up. Like some people were just walking around out and about, oblivious to what's really happening around them. Could say you can't blame them, but I blame them. Pay attention to what's happening around you. I want to talk about some stuff dealing with this big companies, the big banks, insurance companies, real estate play. All these places all got that money. $350 billion. Some of them can't even account for the cash. I find that appalling. I don't get it. I really, truly don't get it. I was trying to go ahead and figure out why these individuals went for the $350 billion to give to these companies. And now they want accountability on what to do with the rest of the $350 billion plus the $1 trillion they're going to be giving out again. It's a trillion. It's a number that I don't know. Maybe I might see it in my lifetime, I guess. I still got a few more days or months or weeks or whatever left on this planet. But it's an oddball thing. I just don't understand how you can help people. Or what's the point of giving it to the people at the top? They already got money. I feel like this. If them businesses needed money, needed help, you should just let them go under. They should have just went and fold. You know, just let them go. That's the price you take. That's the consequences of going into business. You fail, you fail. Government shouldn't be going ahead and throwing no cash at you. You didn't run your business correctly. I think they should have just let them go under. And then put that money into existing smaller businesses, existing smaller banks, and smaller companies, and startup businesses. Why would you go ahead and give it to these folks? I just never agreed with that money from the beginning. And you can't go ahead and see they haven't done anything positive with all that cash. It would have came out better going ahead and giving that money to every man, woman, and child that's in this country. Splitting it up. It just really makes no sense. And these people running around blogging and radio and TV and newspapers, they complain about what Barack Obama's doing. But they really weren't going ahead and putting that money, that $350 billion, that first part of the stimulus package, they weren't putting all that through the microscope under George Bush. I ain't understanding. What the damn common sense with these folks? I just don't It's non-existent. People in America hating, literally hating Barack Obama. He hasn't even, it's like they know him personally. I'm not understanding it. But he's putting together a plan to do something, at least get his plan a chance. I mean, man, look at what you had up until this point. I'm not understanding a lot of folks. Where did he get this stuff from? I didn't understand that whole thing when they were talking about Republicans are going ahead and complaining. They got money in this bill. It's going to be going for all of the stuff they were complaining about. I can't even remember it. I'm stumped right now. But they complained about the money just going to be going to resod the mall. The mall. Why not? It's going to put some people to work. That makes no sense. It really doesn't. Just like most of their stuff just makes any sense. The Republicans, they had at the top for 8 years. But the thing I saw is they're repeating the same old crap that Reagan repeated. I kind of supported Reagan because I guess I was in the military at the time. He was helping the military. He's going to be going ahead and helping us. But I didn't know how bad he'd be hurting the rest of the country by the stuff he did and stuff he's doing. These are some weak-minded people. These weak minds are just quickly, easily influenced by more BS. I don't get it. Got people smell the coffee. Well, I hate coffee. It tastes like wet wood or something. It's gross, you guys. If I do drink coffee, it's just to stay awake. But I gotta have iced coffee. I don't like that hot stuff. It does a number on me. Part of how I see it. I'm take a quick break. I'll wait for a few people to call in. I was trying to have a friend of mine stop by. Can't find him. So listen to this one. Thank you.
Thank you.